As I understand, you've created a new antiviral protein. What does this new protein do?
Well, this new antiviral protein, it's not entirely new. So we first described it in 2009, and we call it Null Basic. And what it does is, once we put this protein into a cell that is normally infected by HIV, it becomes resistant to HIV, so HIV can no longer grow in that cell. But what we found now is that if we have cells that are already infected with HIV, that the protein can essentially turn the virus off. So that cell no longer makes virus, HIV virus. So it's pretty exciting.
That is actually very cool. How did you discover this protein?
Well, it's a 28-year project. So this started about 1987, maybe 1988, when I was a research assistant. And I worked in an HIV research laboratory at UCLA. And we were investigating an HIV protein, and it's called TAT, T-A-T. We've been looking at this protein for a number of years. And my previous mentor, who was Professor Richard Gaynor, he was the first to show that you could make certain mutations of TAT and that it could inhibit the virus. But over the years, as we studied these, we found that they worked, but they didn't work all that well. And so over the years, we've just been taking this protein and applying, you know, new and better technologies that are available, and then reinvestigating what we can do with this protein. And about 3 years ago, a postdoc in my lab, whose name Hung Peng Jin, she did some work, and she really was the one that did the first experiments that showed that we could actually turn HIV off in these infected cells.
How is your research different to what other laboratories are doing in an attempt to find the cure?
Well, there's a lot of research around the world, so it's really hard to compare our research to the breadth of research that's going on worldwide. But perhaps if we look at this in terms of current antiretroviral therapy, it is quite a bit different. So if you look at what's currently available for patients, for the most part, what drugs do is that the cells are still able, the infected cells produce virus particles, but because these drugs are available, these particles become quite sick and are not able to continue the infection. But nonetheless, the cells can still produce virus, so that when a patient stops taking their antiretrovirals, the virus grows again and takes over and does a lot of damage. So this new approach, and we're not the only ones pursuing this type of an approach, is to basically turn the virus off inside the cell. So there's a group led by Tony Kelleher in Sydney that's trying an approach like this. There was a group, Suzanne Valente in Florida, who used a drug that had a very similar effect to the protein that we described in our work. So this is something that's being done by a few groups around the world, but it's still in its infancy, I would say. We still have a lot of work to do.
How far away is this research from becoming a workable cure?
Yeah, that's the big question. That's the million-dollar question, and it's really difficult to say, because with science, you know, you're only as good as your next experiment. So we have a lot of hurdles and challenges that we're going to have to overcome, and at the moment, we're trying to address some of those by doing some of our work in a small animal model. So we first want to see whether or not we can protect a human immune system inside a mouse. And that project probably has about another 3 years to run. After that, if that turns out to be totally successful, and we're optimistic with some of our preliminary results, then probably we'd have to, you know, try it maybe in a more sophisticated model before it would move into a small clinical trial for safety. So, you know, in reality, you're looking at least 10 years.
Thank you. Is there anything else that you wanted to say on this issue? Because it's really interesting.
Well, there is something I would like to say, is that HIV is still a problem. So there's about 1,000 or more new infections in HIV every year. And so it's not time to let anybody's guard down. So this is still a serious public health issue in Australia. So everybody, please be careful.